Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the Old Testament reading for this day from Isaiah chapter 61. I read for you again these words. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Rejoice always, Paul says. But oh, how hard that is to do in a sin-darkened world. With economic distress and uncertainties, personally or more widely, with immorality running rampant and unabated, and even approved, encouraged, promoted, and celebrated on many fronts, with health concerns, mental, physical, emotional, personally or in our families, with death, an ever-present reality looming in front of us, with unrest, rebellion, and violence increasing near and abroad, with society spiraling down ever faster. It sounds ludicrous to say, rejoice always. It just doesn't seem that there's anything possible to rejoice about. And yet, that is precisely what God sends His servants at all times to proclaim. Listen again to the beginning of our Old Testament reading. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That was the word of the Lord that was given to Isaiah the prophet about 700 years before Jesus was born. But make no mistake, this is a prophecy about Christ Himself. Jesus even said as much at the start of His ministry. He was reading this passage in the synagogue at Nazareth. And when He finished, He rolled up the scroll and said, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, Jesus was saying, this prophecy is about me. And indeed it is. Think of it. The prophecy says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. That's what happened when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River. And the Holy Spirit descended upon Him in the form of a dove. Jesus was being anointed for His ministry as the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. And Jesus did all those things prophesied of the Messiah in this text from Isaiah. The Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. That's what Jesus did. He did not hang around with the rich and famous. He went to people who were down and out, and he ministered to them. He preached good news to them. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is good news to the poor that God gives them the greatest of riches in Jesus and his death and resurrection. In Christ, they have the greatest treasure stored up for them in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and no one can steal it away. Furthermore, he provides them with everything they need for this life: food, clothing, shelter, and love. It is indeed the greatest wealth to rely on God in all things. The Lord has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Jesus did that too. Think of Jairus, whose daughter Jesus raised from the dead, or the widow of Nain, whose son he raised, or Martha and Mary, whose brother Lazarus he raised. All those folks were brokenhearted at the death of a close family member, but Jesus bound up their broken hearts. If you're brokenhearted at the loss of loved ones, at the great disappointments in life, and we all have them, at loneliness and emptiness, if that's you, Jesus is here for you today to bind up your wounds with the healing balm of the gospel. Jesus has overcome the sting of death with his resurrection, and he shares that resurrection victory with all who trust in him. The Lord has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Jesus did that also. Those who were under the control of demons, Jesus set free. Christ is the world's Redeemer, the one who sets us free from our bondage to sin, Satan, and death. In Christ, you are no longer a slave to those things. The word of Christ is the truth that sets you free. And if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. The Lord has sent me to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus did that back then, and he's still doing that today. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. The favor of the Lord certainly came upon Mary when she was told that she would bear the Christ child. And the favor of the Lord rests upon you who are God's baptized children. Jesus came to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. He came to comfort you who mourn. You who mourn people in your life who are no longer with you. You mourn the damage that sin has inflicted in your life and on the world around us. You mourn your own sinfulness. This life is a veil of tears. But Jesus comes and gives you a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. Jesus has clothed you with the garments of salvation. He has covered you with the robe of his perfect righteousness. Jesus took all your sin-stained garments and cleansed them white in his holy, precious blood. Now, you have the righteousness you need to stand before God on Judgment Day and be welcomed into his eternal kingdom. What does this all do? It gives you hope. no matter how crazy and chaotic this world has become, you have a hope to hang on to. And nothing can disturb this hope. Not tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword. For we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And all of this also gives you joy. As our text says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God. Perhaps you noticed that today we lit the rose-colored candle. That candle symbolizes joy. The third Sunday in Advent is also known as Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete being the Latin word for rejoice. So even when things are lousy, you and I have reason to rejoice. We are right with God because of our Savior. The anticipation of, the looking forward to all that will be ours when Christ comes again. Well, it's kind of like a kid seeing the Christmas presents under the tree, even though it's not time yet to open them. This gives us a joy that is deeper and more profound than the ups and downs of mere happiness. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation. Indeed, Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophecy from Isaiah. He brings you the best of news, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life with Him. And now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.